Good evening. This is Rick Weaver, your regular Celtic Fair host, and I had the great pleasure of sitting down this past Tuesday evening with three members of the Irish performance group, the Rogue Diplomats. They will be appearing at Music Fest on Tuesday, August 8th at the Liederplatz stage. That's in the Sun Inn Courtyard, starting at 7 p.m. I've had the pleasure of seeing them perform over the past couple years at places like McCarthy's Red Stag Pub and Whiskey Bar in Bethlehem and the Celtic Classic, and have always enjoyed their great stage presence, their high energy, and their tight vocal harmonies. Welcome to Celtic Fair. Why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners?
I am Brian Donnelly. I play guitar, and I wear a kilt, and I sing a lot.
All right. Next.
I'm Christine Scharf-Briner, and I'm a vocalist.
And I am Nathan Deal, and I play the accordion, and I try not to sing if I can help it.
Oh, really? Come on. I thought everybody sang.
A little bit.
So how long have you guys been together?
That's a complex question. So we've kind of been adding members piecemeal over the years. We started in 2013, I think. I used to co-host an open mic night in my old neighborhood, Astoria, Queens, which is where Matthew and Christine live now. And they asked me to do something for St. Patrick's Day because they knew that I played Irish music. And so I gave Matthew a Bowron and told him to teach himself how to play it. And that's kind of how we started. And then I think the second year we did that, Patrick, who plays bouzouki and also sings and has written our two original songs, he was at the show, a friend of a bunch of friends of ours, and we had never met him, but we noticed that no matter how much the man drank, he knew every word to every song we were playing. So we thought, hey, let's hang out, let's play some music and see if this could turn into something. And it kind of did.
That was 3 years ago?
That was
4 years ago.
Four, maybe five. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And you added people along the way.
Yes. So Nate and I have known each other since when I went to DeSales for undergrad 10 years ago. And Nate also was the accompanist at my wedding. And so at the rehearsal dinner, which was at McCarthy's Red Stag Pub, shout out McCarthy's, one of our favorite places.
Amen.
We got a couple of drinks into Nate and may have persuaded him to purchase an accordion on eBay. And sight unseen, we said you're in the band because we've heard him play piano, so how hard could accordion be? And he's magnificent.
Good. How about you, Christine? When did you join the Merry Men?
In 2016, I joined them for the first time for the Celtic Classic shows.
And did you have a background in Irish music before? I know that you have a strong background in other performance vocalization and also in theater, but had you done Irish music?
I had never sung Irish music before, but I am Irish, and I'd been listening to these guys for years, so mm-hmm. I knew all the songs, and I was very anxious to join them.
Cool. So you have a brand new CD out.
We do.
We have, yes.
And what's it called?
It's called Whiskey Picnic.
Whiskey Picnic. Mm-hmm. And this is your second album?
It's our first full-length album. Okay. We did an EP 2 years ago. I'm not very good with how long time
2 years
was.
Ago.
Yeah. 2 years ago.
You're not very linear, man.
Yeah. I'm not. Well, I've got an 8-month-old, so I just have no concept of time anymore. But we recorded it. We recorded it locally with a producer right in Allentown. And five songs, did it, in his basement, put it together in basically 2 days. And really enjoyed it, but we wanted to put together something a little more polished, a little more professional, and really showcase really what we're all about. And
I'm glad you did, because I was always reluctant to play it on the radio because you were so much better than your record.
Well, thank you.
Okay. I think it didn't really capture your vocal quality and your showmanship, because that's one of the real interesting things about you guys, is that so many of you have a theater background, that rather than just the music you hear and the good harmonies, and it's the sense of performance art. You become this group of guys, the Rogue Diplomats, and you really do a show. It's quite entertaining, and for those of us who are also musicians, it's so musically sound that it's kind of fun to be entertained and also not have to diss the music at the same time. It's a really nice thing. So why don't we take a listen to one of the cuts from the new record? You said you wanted to play The Mermaid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a listen here from Whiskey Picnic.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, it was Friday morning, we set sail, and we were not far from the land. When our captain spied a mermaid with her fishy tail, and a comb and a glass in her hand. And the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow. We poor sailors go skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below.
Then up spoke the captain of our gallant ship, and a fine-spoken man was he. He said, this fishy mermaid has told me of our fate, we will sink to the bottom of the sea.
And the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow.
Brave young sailor was he. He said, I have a sweetheart in Salem by the sea, and tonight she'll be weeping for me.
And the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow. We poor sailors go skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. While the landlubbers lie down below.
Cook of our gallant ship, and a crazy old butcher was he. He said, I care much more for my pots and my pans than I care for the bottom of the sea.
And the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow. We poor sailors go skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. While the landlubbers lie down below. And three times around spun our gallant ship, and three times around spun she. And three times around spun our gallant ship, and we sank to the bottom of the sea. And the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow.
All right, that was really great. So tell me about that. What do you like about that song?
Well, I think it showcases our harmonies, which, you know, the first time we did the song together, when we really figured out what we were going to do and just played it through once, it just felt like it was something special.
Okay.
And just the musicality of it, just the energy of it, it's a blast to play.
It's a party track.
It's a party track.
Yeah.
What was your source for that?
So we all grew up on Irish, well, by we all, I guess me, Matt, and Pat all grew up on Irish music, and we just kind of force fed it to Nate down
the
line.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up listening to a lot of Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, and so the first time I heard it was Tommy Makem and Liam Clancy had a duo album that they did together, and that was one of the songs on that, and I immediately fell in love with it, and I rediscovered it, I guess, about a year ago, and immediately knew it was something we needed to do, and we did it.
So that kind of comes to a question I have, because so many times I talk to musicians who grew up with an Irish heritage and maybe even exposed to traditional music at a young age, but then they kind of really like go away from it, and they play rock and roll, and they do other things, but so many times they eventually circle back around to it. How was it that you got reconnected, or did you never really get that far away from it?
Well, I mean, for me, it was something that was always just a part of, I mean, it's a big part of my family. My uncle and godfather, he is in an Irish band. I've been watching him play since I was in diapers. And then my great uncle is big in the Irish music scene in Philly as well, and he's been doing that for years and years. So
what's his name?
Vince Gallagher?
Vince Gallagher, okay.
Yeah. So it's something that I just kind of have always been around. And, you know, when I started learning to play guitar in high school, you know, most Irish songs are 3 to 4 chords. So it was kind of an easy stepping stone to really, you know, pick up a lot of songs fast. And it's just always been something I've enjoyed doing.
Okay. Now, Nathan, you're not from the Irish tradition, but you have a pretty extensive musical background.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us about that? You've got a degree in music from Moravian?
Correct. Moravian and Westchester.
Okay.
Yeah, music educator, actually. So I've been teaching for about 12 years now. And also a musical director and conductor for musical theater productions as well. So I really feel completely in the music scene around here, both as an educator and a performer.
Good. And I'm sure as a real musician, you realize that when you get into some of these Irish songs, they really have a whole lot more than 3 chords in them.
I know, but that is the basis, though, and that's what helped me learn all of them so quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you get into the modals and, you know, but...
Correct, yeah.
But it's fun. So yeah. how do you kind of enjoy working with this madcap group of Irish, of, you know, mix here, you know?
He tolerates us.
I tolerate, yeah.
Well, I have to say that there was a really pretty good endorsement I saw on your webpage from somebody I really, really admire and like a lot, Seamus Kennedy. Mm. And he says that you guys are a really fun group, that you are appropriate for any type of setting except for maybe a hoity-toity wedding or an AA meeting.
Accurate.
So that sums it up.
That's about it. Okay. You have a couple of original cuts on this record as well. Mm-hmm. And why don't you tell me about them?
So Old Brown Ale was the first original song we did. Both our original songs are written by Patrick Maron, who is the gentleman who was on the floor of the bar singing along with us in my previous story. But Pat wrote both these songs. He's a much more avid original writer than any of the rest of us. But he originally wrote Old Brown Ale probably almost 3 years ago, and he told me about it. He said, hey, I've got this song, you know, I think you'd really like it, I think we should do it. And so we were playing McCarthy's one night, and so that afternoon we were just rehearsing and he played it for us, and I was like, wow, that's really good, who did that? And he said, actually, I wrote this. And I refused to believe him briefly, but it was a fantastic song and we had a great time playing it. And so that was on the EP that we did previously. And then recently he shared Galway Hooker with us, which was an absolute laugh riot and has been one of the best received songs that we've brought out new in a long time. It goes really well.
So for those who don't know, Galway Hooker is
a boat.
It's a boat. Mm-hmm. It's with colorful sails, or black sails, red sails.
So Pat wrote the song. I didn't really do a lot of research on Galway Hookers, but...
lots of room for double entendres in that particular song.
So, which you will hear soon.
Okay, why don't we take a listen to that? This is Galway Hooker from Whiskey Picnic. That's a...
Well, she's waiting by the docks every morning. There's a lot of other sailors lined to book her up. I'd gladly climb her mast for the view up there. It's fast, see, I'm in love with my Galway Hooker. Every single man ought to have one. Maybe every married laddie needs one too. On top of you, I'm as happy as can be. Oh, Galway Hooker, you're the one for me.
I feel you pulling back a little. Don't worry, it's just a song about a boat.
Everybody loves a Galway Hooker. The week is long without a little fun. But if you get a chance to climb, then you'll see that she's sublime. It makes you want to go and share her with your son. Every single man ought to have one. Maybe every married laddie needs one too. On top of you, I'm as happy as can be. Oh, Galway Hooker, you're the one for me.
Some say that it's a danger just to board her, with scurvy and seasickness all about. But she's clean as ocean air, and below deck she is bare. That's the reason all the sailors headed out.
Every single man ought to have one. Maybe every married laddie needs one too. On top of you, I'm as happy as can be. Oh, Galway Hooker, you're the one for me.
Well, maybe someday I'll go back
back to dry land, where my dear old wife, she's waiting by the bay. But our ship came early home, and I see she's found her own. So now we're riding both our hookers in the bay. Every single man ought to have one.
Yes.
Maybe every married lad, he needs one too. On top of you, I'm as happy as can be. Oh, go away, hooker, you're the one for me. Every single man ought to have one.
Yes.
Maybe every married lad, he needs one too. On top of you, I'm as happy as can be. Oh, go away, hooker, you're the one for me.
That's a great song.
Thank you very much.
I bet you get some pretty good reactions to that when you play that in your performance pieces.
We do, especially in the stretch before the end of the first chorus when no one knows it's about a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's always a kind of an uncomfortable moment for the crowd until everybody breathes that sigh of relief when we explain to them what's going on.
That's the whole thing, tension and release, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, good, good. The performance art aspect of what you guys do. Well, I'm really happy that you guys are coming out here. You have some pretty good people on your record, from what you were saying. I know a couple of them. Why don't you tell me who sat in and helped you out musically?
Nyke Van Wyk is our fiddle player on the record. He's an old friend of mine from high school, so I was excited to work with him again. And Robin Adele Anderson from Postmodern Jukebox. She's an amazing vocalist and someone I worked with when I worked with Postmodern Jukebox, so I was excited to work with her again as well. And Dan Weiss is an amazing guitarist, arranger, and he also helped co-produce the album.
Nice, nice. So, Christine, tell me a little bit about your performance background.
I have most of my background is in musical theater. I majored in musical theater at the Hart School, and I originated a role in a musical off-Broadway. And one thing that immediately connected me to Irish music is that it's so based in storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately I connected with that and felt like, in a way, it has this huge element of theater already.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we've all connected with that, and that's one of the biggest things that we bring to performances.
Okay. So you guys are going to be performing at the Music Fest on August 8th at the Liederplatz. At what time again?
That's at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. It's part of kind of an Irish evening there. I think Corey Purcell and Dylan Richardson are going to be there. You guys mm-hmm. are going to be there. And John Byrne Band from down in Philadelphia are going to be capping off the evening. So it'd be a really fun thing to do, to come down and catch these guys. They're lively, they're entertaining, they're musically terrific, and they're really nice guys too, and girls. So how about we leave with another song?
We are also at McCarthy's Red Stag Pub tomorrow night, Friday at 9 p.m.
Oh,
so feel free to wheel it on down, going back to our old Stone Pony.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good
and
stuff.
We also have our album release concert that's happening in New York City on August 12th at 4 p.m.
Okay, for all of us who want to make the trip. And you guys have a trip to Ireland planned next year, right?
That we
yes,
do.
We're touring Ireland November 2018, and we're bringing a few buses of fans along with us. It's going to be an amazing, amazing time.
That'll be quite a party. Quite a
sure
party.
Will.
So how do people get hold of or you or follow you? Do you have a website or Facebook, or how do they get hold of you if they want to kind of see what you guys are up to or get your schedule or things like that?
We have a page on Facebook, and also you can check out roguediplomats.com. That's
okay.
Probably the best place to find us, and you can register for our newsletter on there.
Okay. I read the funny story about how you got your name. You want to share that?
Yeah, so when Matt, Pat, and I started really, you know, realizing that we were going to start doing this kind of semi-regularly, we were kind of casting about for a name and had a couple of bad ideas. And then it was around the time that Dennis Rodman was taking unsanctioned trips to North Korea as a self-declared peacekeeper. And in one of the articles that I was reading, they referred to him as a rogue diplomat. And I thought to myself, man, that would be a great band name. I need a band name. This is perfect. And so, to my knowledge, we are the only Irish band named after Dennis Rodman. So we've got that going for us.
There you go. You guys are unique.
That we are.
Okay, so what are we going to listen to going out?
So we're going to close out. This song is Step It Out, Mary. the lovely Christine Schroff-Briner is on lead vocals, and we really love the arrangement, so enjoy.
What's the song about?
Okay. It's about a... sorry, for those of you who can't see at home, we just discussed...
Yes, looks and hand motions back and forth across the table, right?
So it's more of a visual storyteller. But anyway, so this this song is about a girl who's who is in love with a soldier who is off to war, and her father is going to marry her off to a wealthy gentleman.
Oh, one of those.
One of those.
One of those. Okay, let's take
classic
a listen.
Romance.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio. Good luck with your summer, and we'll see you over at Music Fest.
Great. Excellent. Thanks for having
us.
Okay.
Thank
you. In the village of Kilgore, there's a maiden young and fair. Her eyes shine like diamonds. She has long and golden hair. The horseman, he comes riding, riding to her father's gate. On a pure white stallion, he comes at the strike of eight. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the countrymen. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the countrymen. Show your legs to the countrymen. I have come to court your daughter, Mary of the golden hair. I have gold and I have silver, I have goods beyond compare. I will buy her silks and satin, and a gold ring for her hand. She shall have a mansion, she'll have servants to command. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the countrymen. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the countrymen. Show your legs to the countrymen. Your gold and silver, I don't want your house nor land. I'm in love with a soldier, I have promised him my hand. But the father spoke up sharply, you will do as I command. You'll get married on a Sunday and you'll wear that wedding band. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the countrymen. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the countrymen. Show your legs to the countrymen. In the village of Kilgore, there's a deep stream flowing by. On her wedding day at midnight, she drowns with her soldier boy. In the cottage there is music, you can hear her father say. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Sunday is your wedding day. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the countrymen. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the countrymen. Show your legs to the countrymen. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to the countrymen.